Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So it only took us till Wednesday of week two for me to officially start whooping out some food lists here on Cinco de Luncho. And it really had me thinking based on the John Harbaugh meeting with Chris Mara in his house where we discussed what do you serve there. This was a popular request submission in for Cinco de Luncho over the last week, which is simply my five favorite sandwiches of all time.
We have breaking news in terms of the Cinco de Luncho. The first seven Cinco de Lunchos were all football related. This is the first time in Luncho history
We
are getting a non-football Luncho, and it happens to be about lunches.
Yeah, well, again, very, very meta, right? And really, the top five best sandwiches of all time is how we're titling this for purposes, Evan.
Okay.
And away we go. I got to get the pot up.
Here we go!
Number five.
Italian style sandwich, oil and vinegar. It's traditional. It's like Master Sunday at Augusta.
Mm. That'd be my number one. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, simple.
Simple, but sometimes simple is great. Okay, here we go.
Number four.
Grilled cheese. Say less.
Do you go bacon on it or you go just plain cheese?
See, this is my issue. Mm-hmm. I don't mind bacon on grilled cheese, but then it no longer becomes grilled cheese.
Well, what is it?
It's a bacon and cheese sandwich.
Bacon and cheese sandwich. That's so true.
Grilled cheese is grilled cheese. Like, anytime somebody fluffs it up, I'm not saying it doesn't taste bad, but a grilled cheese is, that's what's great about it. It's plain. It's simple.
No, but you're wrong. A cheeseburger is a cheeseburger, whether it's got bacon on it or no bacon on it.
No, then it becomes a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, crap. You're right about that. I tell you, the grilled cheese is
when you put meat, when you put some ham on it, that becomes something else.
Really?
Yeah.
So
you throw swine on there.
Now you can
fry it up.
You can mix up the cheeses.
Do you have grilled cheese often, or is that something you're hearkening back to your childhood days?
So I went on a long drought, and having two young kids, it's resurfaced in my life.
Totally, I have it all the time.
Totally the same way?
Right. Not that I have the sandwich, but Tegan, who doesn't eat anything, she's finally started to like grilled cheese. She doesn't want the crust.
Oh, so you get the crust.
I get the crust, but it's still the cheese and the crust.
That is true. Very good.
It's like the snack.
So I'm basically a combo of the two of you. Now that my kids love grilled cheeses, Abuelo will ask, hey, Evan, do you want a grilled cheese? I'll naturally say yes, and then I'll clean up the edges of Spence and Jet's grilled cheeses. They don't finish, and so I love it. I'm back.
I'm like a dog in another room. If I smell Danielle with the frying pan with the grilled cheese for the kids, I perk up, my ears get up, I come out.
Hey, can I get one of those?
Oh, it's so good. All right, here we go.
Number three.
A classic in New York, grilled chicken, roasted red peppers, and mozz, a little balsamic. The bread has to be the salmonella for it to work. It's like that hearty with the seeds.
Salmonella? Isn't that like a fish?
No, it's the bread with the seeds, like the Italian roll.
It's called salmonella.
Salmonella bird. What am I getting wrong?
I don't know.
Now I got to look that up.
Honestly, I'm trusting you on
this. All right, the grilled chicken, roasted peppers, mozz on salmonella bread. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Peanut butter and jelly.
another one that has come back in a big way. I love an Uncrustable. I think peanut butter and jelly gets punished in society for being too classic.
Yeah. I tried to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich about 2 weeks ago in the middle of the night because I was very hungry, and I ran into a problem. The peanut butter kept ripping the bread.
Ripping the bread?
I brought the bread out with the knife. I got the peanut butter, and as I'm trying to spread it, like, the bread would break. And I realized that when I was a kid, I never made the peanut butter and jelly.
You doing chunky peanut butter? Is that why?
No, it was regular peanut butter.
Anthony Gallo has alerted me that I am looking for semolina bread,
salmonella bread.
Yes,
salmonella is a bacteria.
Well, you don't want that.
It causes poisoning. Like, diarrhea causes effects like diarrhea and fever and stomach cramps.
Good job, Sean.
Well, you definitely don't want your grilled chicken on that.
It comes from undercooked meat and dairy products.
That's where I've heard it, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Semolina is the hearty bread for that grilled chicken.
There you go. Now it makes sense.
Okay, now I'm embarrassed. Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one best sandwich of all time is the Turkey Club. You asked about adding the bacon. This covers it all. Club sandwich is the bacon, the lettuce, tomato, and a turkey
right.
with that goat meat. Little slap a little mayo on there. You want to do triple decker at the diner? Be my guest. Right. You want to do regular? The Turkey
but you
Club.
Know what? You know what's interesting about that sandwich? Without bacon, it's terrible.
I agree. The bacon gives like that oomph, that yes. crunch.
Yes. Without it, it's just too much meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I only random. Like deli meat.
But I feel that way about the BLT. If you just do the bacon, I think the bacon and turkey go together. They're like Pippin and Jordan. It's unbelievable. Mm. And there's your list.
There you go. Good job.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com. .com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sean, every Thank day you. Right around this time, as you're about to get hungry, your Cinco de Lunch Show. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. If you've missed any of the show, you can rewind it on the Odyssey app all the way back to the very beginning when we talked about the importance of the Mets sealing the deal on Kyle Tucker and changing all perceptions of this offseason if they can get this done. Ray is in Waterbury. What's up, Ray?
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. I heard John Heyman on MLB Network this morning. Plus, yes. I read a website story on Toronto's website saying that they're kind of doubting that the Blue Jays are going to up the ante for Tucker because they don't want they got long term, but they don't want to up the AAV because they're tied down with the first baseman there.
And
John Heyman's kind of doubting Toronto, so he thinks it's basically the Mets and Toronto and the Dodgers now. Hopefully we get this done because it changes the whole winter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Dodgers are the team that scares me the most, only because the Blue Jays, yes, they're making the long-term offer, but if Kyle Tucker had gotten the long-term offer he wanted, I think this would be done. Plus, the Blue Jays aren't negotiating against another team who's making a long-term offer,
right?
Which makes you think he doesn't really want to go to Toronto. The Dodgers feel like the threat because they can do exactly what the Mets are doing, which is a huge AAV offer on a short-term deal. Now, one factor which has been brought up before, I talked about it briefly last night on the Rico, is that because Kyle Tucker has the QO attached to him, means you give up a draft pick. In the Mets' case, it would be a second and fifth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Dodgers and Blue Jays' case, since they've already lost those two picks, they'd have to give up even more. And that would be daunting to a team to basically give up so much capital from this upcoming draft.
But do you think that they care about it?
I think that they care about it, but if you're already making an offer to Tucker and you're trying to get him, you've already decided that it's worth it.
Of course. So I don't think they necessarily are worried about their future draft picks, because if they need somebody, the current rules allow them to just buy that person.
But also keep this in mind, and I think this is impacting the Mets, I'm not sure the Dodgers. If you're giving up multiple draft picks for a free agent, you probably want that player for more than 1 year.
Mm.
So Kyle Tucker's getting a short-term offer, but I don't think it's an offer that allows him to opt out after 1 year, because I don't think a lot of teams want to give up two draft picks for 1 year of a player. For 3 years of a player, sure. For 4 years of a player, sure. So I almost think that the Mets and the Dodgers prefer the short term, but not too short.
Right.
Because you don't want to lose them after 1 year. Rob's in White Plains. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Just quickly before I get to my point, you guys are mentioning the best game that was ever played in Giants Stadium. I'm going to have to say it was actually the Giants versus the Redskins in the NFC Championship game, which led to us going to our first Super Bowl. And I was there, so that to me was the best. Jim Burke jumping up in the stands, everything going all over the place, all the paper. To me was the best.
You know what I think has to happen based on your phone call and based on Sean's arrogance and even Tiki's comments?
Mm-hmm.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.